Good evening, everybody. And you know, if you're tuned in, if you are listening to this voice, you are listening to the voice of Boss RJ, and this is Mission Possible Radio Hour. And tonight, we are going to start our format for this and the coming shows with the understanding. For with the understanding, we have been breaking the understanding down. And for those of you who are listening for the first time, this is the understanding. We, the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long with so little, we now attempt to do the impossible with nothing, or if you want to break it down, no thing. Now, we're going to put that over on the side, and we are going to talk. I'm changing the format of my show. I can't get excited anymore about what other people are doing, because as of this year, 2008, I have been given a task. And many of my fellow journeyers and spiritual sports people know that they too have been given a task. And it seems to me that if we were to ask, we would find out that we have all been given the very same task. And that is exciting. And when we talk about excitement, we're talking about that word E. Energetic, excitement, enthusiasm, all of the E words, the energy words. These are the things that we will contemplate and integrate into our beings as we march into this certain future, for at every moment it unfolds. I am now going to bring some people I love into the conversation. We have tonight, live, face-to-face, we are going to be dealing with something that's going to be setting the foundation. Now, I told you all last week that Mission Possible, like we was dedicated to the Raw Spirit Fest, and we did the Raw, Take Five for Raw. Well, that was an idea that worked. It worked for me, for it allowed me to know how I and the Creator are going to deal with this thing called Mission Possible Radio Show. Mission Possible Radio Show, folks, I have to explain to you, is going to be backed by a cause. You see what I'm saying? And we dedicate it. This is how it will be. What is that cause? The cause is to get out the call. What call is that? That is the call for participation. In a communication. That will lead up to a concert. Now, the vibe of every word, listener, it's important for you to understand. I am and so are you. Are you? I am. I see you. That's all I'm going to say. Now I'm going to bring in my brother, and I'm going to tell my other brother that he should take the phone downstairs, and we should have this conversation as we talk about this genesis of a thought. Now, we've been studying today. It's Sunday. You know I'm a reverend of sorts, of the Most High. I am an instrument, and I have been joined on the 19.5, for those of you who are bell freaks. I understand you understand that you overstand this area of the world. Now, it is my delicious pleasure to tell you that we have combined an interesting thesis that is just now starting to form. It was formulated by a friend of ours, and if it wasn't for all the research that has been done and is being done, we might never have seen these connections to encourage us to continue the investigation, the inquisition, the inquiring into the truth of the matter as to what is this story that is called life, which has a soul and is inspired by the Creator. Now, I have a friend. That friend's name is Mitch Fine. I have a brother that I work with, and that's my brother. That's Dr. Len Harwell. Now, we've been keeping company. Soon as we kept company, the wind started to pick up. My father said, whenever the wind comes, it will remind you of me. Think of me. I'm thinking of Dangerous George. And I'm knowing that we must be on the right page. Those winds that are coming are the thoughts and the mighty works that will blow across the universe and pick up speed, and they will gather up forces. Notice I said plural forces. You know this is Mission Possible. I am, and it is time to bring in my brother. We got the dictionary, we got the word of inspiration, and now I want to bring my friend Brother Mitch into the conversation. I would like to interrogate him. Now, when I introduce you, when I say Mission Impossible, if you ever seen Mission Impossible, you know Peter Graves, he got the dun, 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 and he get the call from Mr. Phelps, right? Mr. Phelps tell him, there's a situation that's going down. Well, we have a situation, and it takes us all the way back to the Hebrew. So what I want to do is I want to put together, because you know you've been listening to Dr. Len and I, and we've been talking, and he's been talking about the Messianic Age and the keys to David and all of this. And now we're going to show how it fits, because now we're going to bring in Brother Mitch. And he's going to be talking to us about the vibe of the Word and how the Word can take us to the vibe, which will then take us to the mark, which will take us to the understanding of the shape and the letters and the symbols and the archetypes of the thought that can be carried over into an everyday paper, whether it be a dictionary or the Globe or the Enquirer or anything else. We're communicating these vibes and numbers, and you can get the spirit of any creation through the number. Brother Mitch, pick up the phone here. Pick up the phone. Let's start talking.
Hello.
Are you on there? Let's see. We've got to find you. You hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, so that... You're not on the phone? Maybe it's not working. Okay, well, then we have to forget about it, and I have to pass the phone to Brother Mitch, but I'm going to ask him a question. I'm going to have him introduce himself. Come here. This is live. Don't go nowhere. Sit down. Sit down. That's right. I know you love this, folks. You're probably saying, what is going on over there at Reverend Roger, the boss, RJ, whatever's going on. I'm trying to make this work. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Mitch to introduce himself and the connection he has to me and what we've been doing today, kind of encapsulated. He's very articulate, folks. So this is Mitch Fine, and he can introduce himself, and I'm going to go and try and work out my telephone problem here, okay? See you later. Bye.
Thank you, Reverend Roxy. And I just want to say that we're here live at the Creator's Spa, and all blessings. And I just want to give a special note of thank you to Dr. Len Horowitz because of his work and his latest book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code. And that has been a revelation in my life and has helped me with my work and been a real inspiration to me. And it's a blessing when you can see the things that you've been reading about and thinking about articulated as well as Dr. Horowitz does in his books and his work. So I just want to send a special thank you out to Dr. Len Horowitz, who's actually here with us at the Creator's Spa. And also to Reverend Roxy. Reverend Roxy and I today were doing Bible study, and the subject was about Eve and about original sin. And Reverend Roxy and myself and Dr. Horowitz were discussing the trouble with Eve and what was the origin of her sin and what was the relationship that she had with the snake. And Dr. Horowitz began this conversation by looking at the word beguiled. And he followed the meaning of that word through to guile, and it brought up all sorts of implications and ramifications. And that led today to the conversations that Reverend Roxy and I had. Reverend Roxy, are you on the line?
I sure am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're coming in like a bell.
Good.
Introduce the conversations that we had, and maybe you can help set the framework for those a little bit.
Well, you know, after Dr. Len had asked that question and we were now considering this thing called the fall, I realized that at some point we needed to really break down Genesis. We all know Genesis is the first book in the Bible, and today what I realized is how deep, when you really look into the Word, it's deep what you come away with. Like Mitch explained to him how we hardly got past the first word, and what were some of the aspects and subtleties of even looking at in the beginning.
Well, Reverend Roxy, that's something we did discuss, and you very interestingly pointed out that the Old Testament, the Torah, the Bible begins with the word in, and this correlates to the idea of the first Hebrew letter of Beit, and Beit is the womb, the cosmic womb, and that is where life begins, and that is where our relationship, our deep relationship with the Creator begins. And Dr. Horowitz's work has to deal with water and the relationship of creation, formation, and the sacred breath of life being blown into Adam's nostrils by God. That's the breath, which is the Creator's water. And so I'd like to maybe introduce Dr. Horowitz just to say a little bit about his ideas about water and Genesis and Genesis 1:1 and how we all were formed and what's important as to this H2O technology.
Yes, it's very much so. And after Dr. Len speaks, then we will make a correlation between this and the effort that we are now getting ready to step into as we begin to organize and produce the live H2O concert. Dr. Len, are you there?
Yes, Reverend Roxy, thank you. Pleasure to join you on your show.
Oh, you're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. Well, you know what we've been talking about. We've been looking in all three versions. Maybe you can give everybody just a little bit of oversight on the necessity of looking at Genesis as we correlate this with all that is happening with the frequencies, the tones, and things like that.
Well, we're talking about regenesis, regeneration of the planet. And we're talking about regeneration of our own total holy essence, and that's been the trouble with the planet. I mean, everybody out there, if you stop for a minute and you think, you know, what's really the root problem with this entire planet is ultimately everybody's lost sight of the fact that they're made of about, 83 to 86% water, which is God. You heard me right. In the beginning, if you go back and study, and I applaud you for studying Genesis, and I would encourage every one of you listening to go back, simply open up your Bibles, and reread Genesis. And yes, the different versions have different, slightly different meanings, and that's a challenge, but ultimately you will come to the same conclusion as we have come to. In the beginning, there was the Creator, the water, and the Word. So, you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, the Word is so vitally important, the Bible, the Torah, everything is vitally important in terms of the Word itself that's being expressed therein. But the first thing that was important before the Word was spoken is the fact that the water was there. So in the beginning, it says, Creator God created the heavens and the earth, and this was now the next verse, number 2, starts with the earth wasn't formed yet. It was void. There was a complete darkness. And there was nothing in the void except for the Holy Spirit of the Creator that moved over the face of the deep and then spoke into the water certain frequencies of sound that caused creation to happen. So in Genesis, and we talk about regenesis, regenerating ourselves, regenerating our planet, we've got to go back to begin a thorough study on what creates. And the part of us that creates is this incredible God presence within us that is mediated and, in fact, embodies the Creator. It literally embodies the laws of physics. Now, think about that, what I just said, for a minute. Water embodies the laws of physics. I did not say water demonstrates, water confirms, water observations on water chemistry and the experiments using water confirms the laws of physics. No, I didn't say that. I said water embodies. That means it holds the laws of physics. It holds the musical mathematical matrix of creation. In fact, just like the Bible talks about, in the beginning there was the Creator and the water, and then the Word was spoken into the water out of everything, out of which everything came. So the entire universe operates by the laws of physics, which is the musical mathematical matrix, which is the perfect circle of sound that we've decrypted now in lovetherealdavincicode.com. You can go there, read the book still. And by the way, folks, it's going to be taken off shortly. It's been a free downloadable file for almost a year, a little less than a year. As a PDF, the full book has been given out as a gift for free. If you haven't gotten your copy yet, you better do it soon, because we're going to be asking you for donations for this material. And if you want to get it even before we do that, certainly if you would like to make a donation, it's greatly appreciated. But right now you can get it from lovetherealdavincicode.com. You can get a full download on the material that I'm talking about. The fact is that water is quintessential in creation, in regeneration, restoration, and healing, and that the work that we've been engaged with Dr. Emoto's fine contributions and others that have stepped up and looked into the sounds of the perfect circle of sound. This, again, is the musical mathematical matrix of creation. The fact that the best definition of who you are, folks, who you are listening, comes right out of this information. Who you are, best definition ever, is a digital, bio-holographic, precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations acting on water and manifesting you out of water through your hydroelectrified genetics. That's exactly what that sacred spiral is. The entire galaxies are spiraling, and that is not by accident. It's according to the same laws that are embodied in water that makes your DNA spiral as a result of the sounds, the tones, the frequencies of the perfect circle of sound, which is the music, which is the math, which makes up everything and restores everything. So we all need a tune-up. And so the concept that the book of Genesis goes into, and we're really studying beautifully now and getting some great revelations in terms of how we bring ourselves back. How do we lift ourselves up from the bootstraps, so to speak, and become the God-man, become the holy persons, become the saints, express, as the prophets did, the divine insight, and ultimately fulfill a greater destiny for humanity, rather than being enslaved to this Babylonian system of illegalities that they call the justice system, and the cons that are engaged in that, as well as critical issues such as public health, vaccinations, intoxications, enslaving humanity. Coming out of that, lest we be infected by her plagues and manipulated and enslaved economically and every other way by her lunacy. Come out of Babylon, and what we have is now this extremely important question: where do we go? Which way do we go? And how is it going to? How are we going to manifest it? Where does the power come from? Where's the power source? And the power source, as we shared today during the Bible study, we came to the conclusion that it's the critical key deals with the words faith and trust.
Exactly. Faith and trust.
So anyway, take it away. I love you, Reverend Roxy. Thanks for doing a great show.
Okay, thank you very much. I don't know where you're going, but you're in the house, so if you hear something good and you want to address it, just come
go
back on.
Go for it, yeah. I don't want to hide from Mitch. He's an extremely blessed being who has a lot to share.
Oh, definitely, and a lot to interact with you as you begin to bounce off of each other about these situations that we're finding in as we pay attention to the Hebrew aspect, and that's part of the whole thing here. Mitch, give me an example. Just an example to my listeners too of how the Hebrew alphabet has a vibration and has it's pictorial in a sense too, and how it relates to the English, how it all works in terms of us getting to the true meaning and vibe of the Bible or the Jewish Bible, the Old Testament, and what lies in there for us in terms of revelation when we begin to pay attention to it.
Well, Reverend Roxy, it's as simple as ABC. And if we look at the first three letters of the Hebrew alphabet, we look at the first letter, Aleph, and this is the Godhead letter. This is the Spirit. This is the Creator. And when God first interacted with the material world, the material plane, he began with the letter Beit, which is house or womb. And so we see the Torah beginning with this first womb or cosmic womb, which God comes into. And from that separation of God from God, we create the beginning of this spirit consciousness and life and duality. And so that is the first letter of the Torah. It is the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
And that, in turn, is how the, translation, four of the Old Testament goes on in terms of language.
Right. Every letter in the Torah has meaning in and of itself. And if we look at the Torah, we don't see words or punctuation or even vowels. We just see consonants. And the arbitrary way that the Torah has been broken up, for example, the first three words in the beginning, Bereshit is the word, is arbitrary. And, you know, the work of Dr. Horowitz, where he talks about English and how English is a debasement of the Creator and the Creator's word. So if we go back, as we did today, you and I, in our study, and we began to look at that first word, we look at the Beit, we look at the Resh, and we look at the SH. And what we have is essentially we have the womb of God, and we have R, which is the second letter, Resh, and then we have the SH, which is fire. So when we start to read those fire letters together, we begin to see the first finger of Spirit and God into this world. And to put it all together, we have the Spirit breath animated by fire, Spirit breath water animated by fire, into the Beit womb. So it's fire and water incubate in that womb. And that is the first word or letters of the Torah. So that's, I think, a little bit of how we can begin to break this thing apart and get back to that sacred vibration.
Now, the need and sense of urgency to do that, why should people bother to do all of this, Mitch? What are they going to get out of it?
Excellent question, Reverend Roxy. As always, you put your finger right on the essential issue and question. Why? Why is it in our interest as human beings to look at the Creator's technology and try to understand it? Because as creatures in this world, I feel that one of the things, the major thing that I want to do in my life is realize the Creator's potential that's in me. And if we go out there in the world today and we try to recreate this ourselves without any guidance, we can get lost. And if we understand that there's ancient technology, ancient science that's all laid out, and if we can begin to learn to read it, these are tools that can help us reach that goal of our own spiritual potential. So that's why I personally am motivated. to have conversations with you, Reverend Roxy, because you are, I think, one of the people on this planet who truly, you know, is a warrior, a spiritual warrior. Dr. Horowitz, it's people like you that are fighting with each breath to realize their spirit potential and take our world out of this darkness and cataclysm that's upon it. And that's the reason.
There's layers in this learning and this whole idea of reading the books of inspiration. When you do, and this is why I'm so encouraged that we're going to get past sectarian religion, non-sectarian religion, all of the religions of the past, when we begin to look at unity, when we begin to see the unison, is that a word? Unison in the world, that sense of being one. Now, do the letters have a numerical aspect to them? Were they ascribed, in dealing with these numbers, were they ascribed any kind of numerical, or is this all just words, letters?
Well, Reverend Roxy, again, you put your finger on it. This is actually a science, and it's called gematria. And
gematria.
Gematria, that's the word, and that is the science of numbers and letters and their correlation. The Hebrews didn't have numbers. They used the letters as numbers.
They used the letters as numbers.
Right. So Aleph was one, Beit was two, and on and on through the 22 letters. And then they repeated that, and they went up to, 100 and 200, 300 and 400. But yes, every letter is a number, and every number is a letter.
So the preservation of knowledge, like the book that Dr. Len wrote, Healing Codes for the Apocalypse, the information that we need is in the number that we see. Not necessarily, and then it is for us to then look at the words that are next to the numbers of the chapter and verse. But aren't, and hasn't it been seen in the Bible that there are numbers that ascribe themselves to the vibration of the very verse that is being written? In other words, you see what I'm saying?
Right, like
words?
Isaiah 22.
Okay,
and
give it to him.
Well, I think every number that's put forth in the Bible has a spiritual connotation. If we look at Revelation and we look at 144,000, this has a meaning. If we look at Genesis 1 or Genesis 2, there's a correlation between the meaning, the sound of the letters, and the numbers. And numbers have life and spirit of themselves.
Okay.
So when I talk about, for example, we were talking about today, the number 8. The number 8. And what did you say about the number 8?
Well, I took that big 0 and I twisted it.
Right, exactly.
I twisted it. And that, I believe, is the spin. Now,
talk about the potter. Talk about the potter that you're talking.
Again, when we were looking at Genesis and they're talking about the clay. Now, when they were talking about the clay, they said, as a potter. Now, this is in the notes. So I'm looking at them saying, clay, pottery, spinning. This motion of the spinning, the spiral, this correlates with the turning of the zero and the two zeros maybe coming together, melding in the middle. The oxygen molecule, 8H2O. What we are doing here is somewhere along the line, we are reasoning. One of God's greatest gifts to man is to have the ability to reason. Hey, Dr. Len!
Yeah, sister.
Hey, we're talking about you. Hey, listen, I want to get to and let everybody know what's going on with this H2O. We start to attract some high-quality people who are starting to think about this. Why don't we give people a little insight? Oh, that you can catch on Tuesday. let's tell them about what we get ready to do and where they can find it.
Okay, well, Tuesday night on VBS Radio, we did an hour program. I did an hour program on the Insight Hour every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Pacific time, midnight on the East Coast. We do the Insight Hour, and this week's program, which is probably now archived at bbsradio.com, you can get a full hour talking about the concert for the Living Waters. We're preparing Live H2O. That's the concert for the Living Waters, summer solstice. We've now determined the date, even. Summer solstice. That's June 19th through the 21st, 2009. You better be with it. You better be online with it or directly at the concert itself. There'll be numerous places all across the world next to large bodies of water. It appears as though in the United States the likely venue will be at Niagara Falls, which is right next to Canada and U.S. border. And there will be other places, but it'll be mostly carried over the Internet. BBSradio.com is, of course, a pioneering sponsor, and we've got a number of other sponsors. You're going to be able to get more information as time goes on from the website liveh2o.org, www.liveh2o.org. And essentially, the concert recognizes this concept of not only what water is as part of the triune God. Again, water, word, and the creator, you've got the triune God. Before there was the Trinity, you had a creator, and you had water. And essentially, that's everything came out of that. So the concept of hosting a concert where we play the numbers, the music, that is. Music is math. So is language. It's math. As Mitch just explained, the alphanumerics of languages is sacred and it's powerful. It's what creates the word, the spoken word. And your lips and mine, our lips combined, can create a tremendous resonance into the waters on the planet. To send, for example, 528 hertz frequency, if you read Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, you'll see, or even the book like that started it all, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and you can get those by going to the website healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com, and the book section there has that. I've got DVDs out on the subject already. The reality is that the mathematics of the perfect circle of sound, the third note of the original musical scale that's included in that is the love frequency. So, you know, everybody's very sad that I speak with about this ongoing battle between good versus evil. You know, there's a lot of great people. There's a lot of great news. We're heralding a lot of the modern gospel ourselves, but there's so much great out there, and there's so much God out there. It leaves many of us wondering, well, where's the good, and how come we can't enhance the good and celebrate it consistently and live it and breathe it and create from it? Well, we can, and it's a choice. And there's a lot of keys, such as the one we mentioned earlier, faith and trust being a main key to that heavenly gate. You've got to have that key wide open in order to manifest things that are supposed to happen according to not only your destiny. And, you know, I have to, you know, put into this place, you know, when you talk about destiny, destiny is mediated, again, by math. There is a musical mathematical matrix that's operating everything in the universe, including the planets and the galaxies, solar systems, and your own personality and your own types of people that you're bringing into your own life. All of it, everything in nature, operates because of musical math and the intention of the laws of the Creator to fulfill certain balances, homeostasis, keep the cybernetic feedback systems of everything moving optimally, and that includes evil, because that's Creator created it all. So the question is, you know, we really simply have a choice, and that was the greatest gift humanity gave human beings, is free will to choose. So we can choose to be frontline peacemakers, and really, you know, just heralding and celebrating and singing in a concert for 144,000, which we have advanced as an experiment on planet Earth called Live H2O. This concept that we can have it all we need to do is reconnect, get a tune-up. Tune into the core creative frequencies. Tune ourselves up with love. Expand our heart vibration. Expand our articulation of the understanding of divinity operating in humanity. And see each other as brothers and sisters, and therefore worthy of love. And then live what the Messiah preached. You know, the greatest distillation of the Ten Commandments was, you know, love the Creator above all, and love your neighbor as yourself. Well, it doesn't get any more simple than that. So the concept that we're hosting a concert for the Living Waters, Live H2O, recognizing water as being part of the triune God, being this incredible resource without which nothing would exist, not just on planet Earth, but in the entire universe, and that to send honor it instead of pollute it, and to, you know, basically educate the public about it instead of shying away for religious doctrines and political expediencies, to shy away from this critical subject of bringing a full appreciation of God's grace operating through the living waters. That means your bloodstreams. And so this is what this concert for the 144,000 is about. It's on Friday. It is going to be an educational symposium all day and into the night. We're going to have the top speakers who have done anything with water, all of them briefed on the mission of this concert is to deliver to humanity this salvation message. Because, folks, I don't know about you, but I don't trust politicians to bring about my salvation, personal or social or state or federal. I just don't have that anymore. Maybe at one time when I was young, I was naive enough to think that they were going to be the cause of humanity's salvation. It ain't happening. I haven't seen it. I'm 55 years old, and it, given the fact that the Mayan calendar ends in about 5.5 years or less, you know, I'm not holding my breath to have politicians work it out. And so I know that there's a creator working. A creator's working in Reverend Roxy. I hear it. I see it. In Mitch Fine, I see it, I hear it. My friends, I know it's operating, my family and I know it's operating in you. You wouldn't be listening to the show if that wasn't the case. And so the reality is there's something miraculous taking place on the soul spiritual level. And that's not a pull, it is the force that will move mountains, and therefore it will move geopoliticians and international banksters, because ultimately they can't resist that force, just like you can't consistently jump up against gravity without getting tired and exhausted and then ultimately losing your life or risking your life from a heart attack. So you got to go with the flow, and this is the flow. So now you're talking about flow. Greatest metaphor of this whole concept is, imagine 144,000 people joining voices over the internet interactively, one tone, one love frequency vibration, holding water containers, bathtubs, jacuzzis, ponds, pools, rivers, streams, oceans in front of them as they do. Imagine then water being the superconductor God that you're, in essence, putting a prayer into, vibrating it. And it's already operating at that level of love. It's always giving, always blessing us. And so now we're simply attuning to and training with the core creative frequency of love within the water, within God. The essence of creation is love and joy. It's at the heart and soul. That's why everything is so green, because it vibrates at that frequency of 528. Love hurts. So the reality is that imagine 144,000, but we're going to probably have a couple billion people that are joining us, mostly on the internet. If the mainstream media wants to get engaged in this, what a blessing that will be for them. We don't need it. Creator doesn't need them. So why should I? Why do I have to rely on them? No. This is going to happen through the grassroots that's already happening in your hearts. It's an idea better than whose time has come. It's an idea that's happening now to fulfill the destiny of this planet becoming divine, literally being brought, created in the image of the Creator to fulfill the promise of the Messianic Age, 1,000 years of world peace. This is what we're talking about. It can't happen through public school. It's not happening through the mainstream media. This is happening on a deep, inside, heartfelt, intuitive level. and it's being mediated through the superconductor of the universe, the thing that literally connects every single one of us to God and the farthest extent of the entire universe, is the water. Think of yourself as a child throwing a pebble into a pond and watching the waves extend outward in a circle, in a perfect circle, and that that went as far as it could possibly go to it reach the farthest shore. Well, what's the farthest shore in the universe? And this is the concept, that every single one of us is going to throw a pebble into the waters, which is a superconductor. That's why whales in Hawaii can be heard in South Africa, because it's a superconductor. Well, in other words, we've got a master conductor, superconductor, master composer of the universal orchestra singing love songs to everything fluidly. So that's what this is all about. It's recognizing the great gospel. It's the modern gospel. It's the greatest truth. It's the glory. It's the destiny to be fulfilled now. So what we're engaging with are all the folks who are on the same page. And, you know, they can't keep the spirit down. The spirit is rising up, and it is changing people's hearts, and it is putting these truths into people's minds, irregardless of what they're seeing on mainstream media. Most people that I know have tuned out. You know, they don't even watch TV anymore. A waste of time and energy, hypnosis machine, living life vicariously instead of living it really. So anyway, that's news from the front. You know, we're operating on a shoestring budget, but it's exactly like you said. We're going to create everything out of nothing. No thing. It's not the mainstream media. It's not the banking industry. It's not the drug industrialists that are going to bring this about. In fact, they can't do anything to stop it. It's going to happen. It's happening now. And the joy is that we've been blessed with all the resources. You know, Don Newsom, BBS Radio, saw this kind of thing operating in his deep inside consciousness when he created BBS Radio, and he understood the power of interactive media. And this is what BBS Network is all about. Well, you know, Don and I are, and Reverend Roxy and Mitch Fine are not alone. We're, there's, you know, after my show on Tuesday night, you have Don Nikoloff. There were so many of us now that are rising up to the opportunity that's before us. It's not even a challenge. If you have faith and trust, the steps of the righteous are ordered. Everything's falling into place.
Everybody's stepping into and up to the plate.
Yay.
Pulling up to the table because they are able, quite capable. Why? Because they've been on the path. What we're asking you to do is to get on the right page, to catch the same wave, to have for a moment a connectedness rather than a disassociation with your fellow man, and come together to sing together. Yes, yes, yes. And this is the opportunity that Dr. Len Horowitz has come and created, and I, the boss, and also known as Reverend Roxy, is going to put into motion. It already is. It's already happening. I want to get back to this Hebrew stuff. I'm telling you, folks, if you can begin to just deal with the fundamentals, if we can just deal, forget the evangelical aspect of religion, forget all of it, just let's all go back to the beginning. You know, if we go all the way back to the beginning, we're dealing with Abraham. You see what I'm saying? That's prior. And then we deal with it as it comes. You still there, Mitch?
I'm right with you, Reverend Roxy.
Oh, I love you for that. Listen, what I wanted to do was have you put a little bit more spin on this idea of us studying the Hebrew characters within the Bible. Now, isn't it true, if you get a good Bible, it will give you the Hebrew alphabet and everything, and then you take each, how would you tell somebody, so you know, so that they could quickly get on the same page as to how they could really understand this alphabet, and through this divine, the wisdom that has been put into the books of inspiration in the Old Testament as it tells the story.
Sort of the Reader's Digest version.
Yeah.
Of the Kabbalah.
Yeah. So to speak.
Well, Again, Reverend Roxy, it's a lifetime study, and it's something that every individual has to be moved to look at in their heart and their spirit. But there is a technology out there that's available, and as Dr. Horwitz mentioned, television is a mind-control drug, and the communication systems today are, two-edged swords. On one hand, we're able to talk to, millions of people over the Internet, but on the other hand, these technologies have a vibration, and they're not the highest vibration. And if we can take these vibrational letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and we can speak them and sing them and put them to music, it will create a resonant frequency that our bodies, the earth, the planet, and everything in them will vibrate to. And as you raise the vibrations of our cells and molecules and the particles that are within us, you raise the vibration of the entire planet. There's a thing that says, as above, so below. So I think it's not so much that I'm going to be able to impart the understanding and the knowledge of the Kabbalah and the Hebrew letters in 5 or 10 minutes. But I want people to open their hearts and their minds to this knowledge. And, your work on this front in the past, today, I think is the beginning. I think you said it, Reverend Roxy. 2008 is a beginning. And maybe you could just, and say a few words of inspiration for people to see this change in the calendar as a new leaf.
Oh, yes, certainly. I have thought about it. I mean, this is also an election year. So it is a time for us to be looking at those who want to lead us and to begin to question them on the matters of this evolution of spirituality. I really believe this. I think it's important, this separation of church and state, the separation of God and man in government, it's got to stop. I don't know where it's going, and maybe that's why we're doing this this whole Be Constant, and we'll be dealing with Genesis and looking at the Bible. I really wanted to address this. You and I are both now starting to go back and look at Healing Code's Biological Apocalypse. Now, you've read it, have you not, Mitch?
I have, Reverend Rock.
Now for people... Of the books that Dr. Len has written, you read this one, and how does it relate to everything that we are talking about now in terms of doing? Do you see where it's going?
Well, I think one of the most evolutionary aspects of Healing Code is Dr. Horwitz's work on the musical scale. And he talks about the technology of seven notes and how very early on a seven was changed. Or six was changed to seven. And when we start to monkey around with the mechanics of musical notes and the vibration, we set them off. And Dr. Horwitz's work talks about concert A, for example, today is 440 hertz. But the actual A, the true A, the divine A, is 417. And when we recalibrate our musical instruments to 417 and then harmonize with that, it sets up a vibrational tone and pattern like homeopathy that will emanate out of into the universe and make change. It's that complex and that simple. And if we simply understood Dr. Horowitz's work, the way he sets it forth in his books, and the way you've been talking about it, Reverend Roxy, we can change the planet. But we have to look at this creative technology, this creator technology, in order to do it.
Yeah, those tuning forks, I was on the net, and I was looking at it. They even have a demonstration where they hit the fork, and then they have sand in a plate. And when they put that vibration next to the sand, it somehow or another organizes itself into different shapes depending upon the tones. If you can see it in the sand on that plate, why is it not true that it would not happen within your life? I want to do something. I want to talk about this, Mitch. I want you to tell everybody your great idea for the concert around Washington D.C. Do you remember when we were talking about that? I want you to give your slant on that because I want everybody to meditate on this idea. Mitch, give them your idea.
Well, that's right, Reverend Roxy. We were talking. You and I were talking with our good friend Sativa. And together we, birthed this idea that the most powerful instrument on the planet, other than the human voice, is the drum.
Mm-hmm.
And the drum is the human heartbeat. And I think one of the problems with these folks, our duly elected representatives in Washington, is they're vibrating on some lower frequency. And so I think they need to be retuned. Just when you sit down and you pick up a guitar that's out of tune, before you play it, the first thing you do is tune it up. So what I suggest is that we take the drum to Washington, D.C., and encircle that city and begin to drum the vibration when Congress is in session. And by creating that perfect circle of sound around Washington, D.C., every time our representatives are passing bills or debating bills, and they can hear that vibration of the drum in the background beating to the heartbeat, hopefully they're going to hear it in the way that will emanate into their bodies, and it will inspire them to think about things anew. And I think it's that simple. The technology that Dr. Horowitz is talking about, this musical technology, is the solution. And it's a laboratory. Dr. Horowitz will be the first one to say that he's not 100% in his knowledge. He's looking for other enlightened beings on this planet to come and to join in this debate, in this concert, so that together we can hammer out, just as God hammered out the firmament, the solution, so that we can survive and thrive.
You know, a lot of what we're hoping to do is to have actual proof, which means is that people are bringing water from all different bodies, Hiroshima, here and there, wherever, Saudi Arabia, wherever. We're bringing the waters, and we are seeing the waters. We want people to test the water. We're looking for laboratory technicians and people who are experts at chemical analysis and all of the things. This is an extraordinary hobby that we have created, and it gives me something to do, at least until the solstice of 2009. I mean, extraordinary. What are you going to be doing? Come on and join us. This is it, folks. And as you are listening to this live, I'm hoping you're getting it. And for those of you who will be listening to it on MP3 and downloading, I hope you are getting the enthusiasm of the task. What noble task is there to take in 2008 except to get it all straight? And then once it's straight, to put it in place for our future generation so that they can have the space. We leave them the space better off than we found it. This is what we're supposed to be doing, improving our lot, improving our life, improving, always growing. This is the hope for the Creator. You know, Mitch, it's really incredible what we were talking about today. Everybody jumps the gun when they tell the story of Adam and Eve and creation. And I think when you really slow it down and you break it down like we have been doing it, you realize that a lot of the story is all out of order.
Right.
You know, and
absolutely,
when it's out of order, when you are not dealing with the facts of Genesis, which is that there is an order, that all the days, that are not necessarily days, but this is how we understand them, that they were in order, and that they all led one thing into another and into another thought until they got to, hey, I need a man. I can't even make it rain. And this is what we found out. I can't even make it rain until I have somebody that can till the soil. I can't even put anything in the ground. All these seeds I got here, the Creator is saying, I ain't even putting in the ground, so I have somebody to take care of it. Guess what, folks? That's us. So, if in your life you want to be responsible, then try not to distance yourself from God nature and from God. This is what is the practice of being a human being. B-N-G. B-N-G. Is that a note?
It very might well be, but it's all notes. It's all musical notes. The other thing, Reverend Roxy, that we were talking about today is the meaning of these names. For example, Adam. We have a sacred algebra in this name. So if we break it, Adam's name down into its individual letters, we have Aleph, D, Dhammel, Aleph, and then at the end we have M, which is the water letter. So we can see the Creator's technology in this name. How did he create Adam? He took spirit, God, spirit, A. He took earth, again, an A, God, spirit, and water. And so there we have the algebraic formula for Adam. And every word in the Bible can be broken down like that so we can begin to see exactly what the component parts are of this vibratory concept of Adam.
A work that we will continue to do. This is, I'm hoping that you out there that are listening are, and it doesn't really matter, folks. It really doesn't matter. You'll be enlightened. But it doesn't matter what Bible you get, what version Bible you get. You can read it and then look at Genesis. It is not going to divert too much. And when you look at it, it all will have a history. And this is what we got to educate ourselves or entertain ourselves or enlighten ourselves on. So with this, I'm saying to you, I'm the boss. That's right. Look out for the big boss, you see. So take charge of your life. Make it your goal that it should you have a fear. Fear God. Fear God. This is the only fear you should have, and that you should live your life. Practice your perfection, which is there for you day after day. And be like God, oft-forgiving and full of mercy for a new day and a new time, from moment to moment. Don't get caught up. This is it. Now, I've been in a mood these days to end my show with songs. And tonight, I'm going to sing a song for you. Now, for those of you who don't want to hear, sometimes people react to me wanting to sing, like George Burns. When George Burns was on his George Burns show, would everybody clear out the room and everything? Oh, no, George is going to sing. But I'm going to sing. I have to sing. The boss is going to sing. I'm going to sing a song called Don't Get Caught Up. All right? Don't get caught up. It could be a downfall. There's experience in life. Profit from it all. Don't get caught up in what your friends might say. Live your own life. Do it your own way. Because progress speeds us up, resulting in not so much time. Be ready for change can come with any rhyme. Communication, appreciation for the word. Move forward. People spread the word. Don't get caught up. I said don't get caught up. I know don't get caught up. It could be our downfall. Don't get caught up. I said don't get caught up. I know don't get caught up. It could be our downfall. Develop wisdom. Become friendly with all your sides. Show yourself. There's no need to hide. Don't mask a life with drugs and with drink. We need you now. It's your turn to think. Don't get caught up. I said, don't get caught up. I know, don't get caught up. It could be our downfall. Don't get caught up. I said, don't get caught up. I know, don't get caught up. It could be our downfall. Experience visions projected in your mind's eye. Clouds will clear. You'll see the sunlight and lose the doubts in your life. Become free and realize love's possibilities. Don't get caught up. I said, don't get caught up. I know, don't get caught up. It could be a downfall. Don't get caught up. I said, don't get caught up. I know, don't get caught up. It could be your downfall. So give it a lot of thought this week. Join us as we plan this event. Connect with us and know that in doing so, the people will win. All of us will win. This is a win-win situation. We will produce the precipitation. We will call the Spirit down to heal this nation. I love you all as we say here in Hawaii, which next week we'll be talking to you, and we didn't get a chance to really cover it, but my friend Mitch, I got one more minute.
I'm here, Reverend Roxy.
Listen, Will you please give them the insight on this thing with Hawaii and Aloha and how it worked? Just a short synopsis as to how we come to this, and then we'll continue it next week.
Real quick, Reverend Roxy, if you look at the Hebrew word for Eve, the mother of all living, the word in Hebrew is Chava. And if you look at the word for island in Hebrew, it's E. So putting it together, the island of Eve, or the island of all living, it's Hawaii.
And I would like to say aloha from Hawaii. So with that, I whet your appetite to understand that perhaps where my show is coming from could be the garden. And we got to get ourselves back to the garden. Tight show. Love you all. We'll talk to you next week. This was Mission Possible Radio.